This is Earth and Sky. Since the 1980s, an unusually large number of amphibians have been dying all around the world.
About 20 species are thought to have become extinct. There have been declines in more than 200 species, but no one knows what's going on. Consider the ponds of California's Sierra Nevada mountains. They're a lot quieter these days because croaking frogs and toads have been dying off. Some scientists blame airborne pesticides drifting from valley farmlands. Others point to introduced species of trout that consume millions of tadpoles. Still others think it's just the natural fluctuation of animal populations.
But die-offs are happening globally, even in places largely untouched by human activities. One global concern is the thinning of the ozone layer and consequent increase in harmful solar radiation. Amphibians' sensitive skin might make them especially vulnerable.
Acid rain, pollution, habitat loss, global warming, they all might be factors. What's more, some believe that amphibians might be the canary in the coal mine. That is, the demise of frogs, toads, salamanders, and newts around the world might be a first signal of serious environmental change to come.
That's our show. Special thanks today to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation and to the U.S. Forest Service. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.